Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a backpack and a Zoom call. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. When I was a kid, I was the fourth kid of the batch of kids my parents had. My parents did split up and my dad ended up adopting a lot of kids, but I was the youngest of the first batch, and man, my parents had kids and been raising kids for a long time, and there were a lot of things going on, so they didn't have a ton of time to just sit around and solve my problems. I think about the level of effort my wife and I put into solving our kids' problems these days, and it definitely gives me pause because I kind of think like, wow, when I was a kid, I definitely did not have people grinding through these problems for me. When my kids now have, you know, birthday things or whatever. I mean, they're still pretty young, but of course, my wife is awesome and has a stash of presents in the closet or something. So we always have little presents we can grab, get them wrapped, take them to the kids' house, and everybody's happy because, you know, kids are playing, kids get awesome presents. They don't have to freak out about it. No problem. I remember, though, when I was in third grade, that's the grade of my oldest son. I remember being in third or fourth grade, and my buddy Mike Galande was having a birthday party. And I obviously didn't have a present for him, just, you know, stashed in my pocket. And so I went and told my dad, I'm like, Dad, I need a birthday present. I need a birthday present for Mike Galande. And my dad said, all right, what is that? Why are you telling me this? And we're like, well, I need you to help me get a birthday present for Mike Galande. And he said, well, you can't get a present? You can't solve this? I'm like, well, I don't have presents. I don't have stuff here. And he wasn't doing anything. It's not like he was looking at his phone. We didn't really have cell phones back then. And he wasn't engaged in some other activity. He was giving me his full attention, but he kept saying, this is your problem. How are you going to solve the problem? And I just, God, man, it took the wind out of my sails. I was, on that particular day, I was just looking for a win. And I thought, oh, I mean, I could go to the store, I guess. And he's like, okay, what else could you do? And I went through this whole list. I'm like, I don't know, I could give him one of my toys. He's like, all right, what else could you do? And I finally got down to, didn't you get a bunch of backpacks? Like these really cool kind of like rucksack looking backpacks. They had them at a store in the mall and my dad was taken by them for some reason. So he bought like four or five of them. They're really high quality canvas bags, not like the standard backpack where it zips down the side, but one of the backpacks that zips around the top and there's a flap that opens up. And I was like, well, I could give him one of those if we have them in the garage. And he was like, there you go. There you go. It's a nice bag. It's got a lifetime warranty. It's made out of canvas. It's an awesome color. It was like dark green or something. He's like, there you go. And I did give him the backpack and it was at the birthday party. It was fine. Everybody liked it. Mike liked it. It's fine. We moved on with our lives. But that always bothered me. It always bothered me. It was like, can't you give me a win, man? Like, I'm just a kid. I don't really want to go through this, you know, thought process. Help me out. And recently, my son was on Zoom for school, Zoom or Google Meets. And there are all kinds of problems with this stuff, really all kinds of problems. And this happens to be first grade, so the kids are only six or at most seven. And the tech is out there. Okay, so the programs work, but when you have this many kids on it for this long and they're pushing little buttons, I mean, they're going into group or the chat bars, and then they're hitting links, and sometimes the links are dead, and sometimes the program's acting stupid, and we don't have computers for the individual boys. We just have iPads, and the iPads work for the most part, but there are some aspects of them that don't work as well as others, and they're all just kinds of problems. Kids will go on mute for no reason. They'll lose video for no reason. The teacher's video will pull out and just be like a little icon of the teacher in a donut. And so you're constantly hearing kids like, oh, Miss blah, 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 I can't see you. And like, oh, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? I'm raising my hand. And you just, it's like nails on a chalkboard because you just want it to work. And I was walking by yesterday morning. I was walking by the meeting, going to grab another cup of coffee. It was probably like my fifth. It was 9 a.m. Going to get a cup of coffee. And I hear the teacher respond to a question. The kid said, hey, I can't see chat bar or something. And the teacher, to her credit, said, okay, well, how do we problem solve? And the kid said, well, I could log out and log back in, I guess. And she said, good, do that. So the kid does. And then, you know, 30 seconds later, it's like, okay, I see the bar now. Thank you. And she's like, great. And she really made this point. And again, these are little kids, of just saying, okay, how do we problem solve? Because the kid is literally just reporting that there's an issue. He's not even engaging in the solution at this point. He's just saying, hey, there's a problem, and expecting somebody to say, okay, do this. But they've been on this program long enough that they know. They know, hey, if something's not working, you can log out and log back in. But it's, if the teacher keeps saying, hey, do this, then the people will keep asking, what do I do? And I have to give her credit, because in that moment, she's like, look, you have a problem. How do we problem solve? And just trying to get the kid to pull up the list of possible solutions in his own head and engage one of those. Just log out and log back in. Just try that, just to start. And it took me back, man. It took me back to the backpack. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I remember it. It was so frustrating to have this issue and somebody not willing to help you with it. But it's such a limited fix. It's such a limited fix. The teacher could have told the student, log out and log back in, as she has done 1,000 times. I've been hearing this poor teacher with this first grade class for months now saying, log out, log back in, see if that helps. Okay, do this. And finally she just said, hey, look, how do we problem solve? And that did it. And it's, again, it's so frustrating to not have somebody give you that answer. But that's education, man. That's how you get there. That's how you make progress in life. There's no way to know everything you're going to need to know. I had a garage door problem about 7-8 months ago. And as I do with every problem, it's like, okay, what seems to be the issue? Not the diagnosis of the problem, but what seems to be the symptom? And then I go straight to my phone. I YouTube it, find a solution, boom. And there's always some dude on YouTube who's happy to help you with some do-it-yourself fix. And I know that. I'm never afraid of problems now. I'm never worried about issues. I fix things around my house like crazy. Like, I fix appliances like crazy. I mean, try washers and dryers. You ever take apart a washer? No, but I have. And it's not like I knew how to do it. I just found a video and I did it because I know how to problem solve. And I gotta give credit to my parents. You know, I got to give credit to my dad for that moment when he was like, how else could you solve the problem? It's like, God, can't you just help me out? Yeah, he could have. He could have. He had the time. He knew how to find a present for an 8-year-old. But you know what else he knew how to do? He knew how to teach somebody how to find the present themselves. Because finding the present yourself leads to you doing more things yourself, which leads to you fixing your appliances and having an awesome life that you can stand by because you know how to get things done. That's what the lesson is. And it's not fun. It's not comfortable. And sure, I could be annoyed that my parents didn't help me more. But you know what? I'm incredibly resourceful. I know how to figure things out. I know how to problem solve in life. I don't need people on speed dial to help me through it. And as frustrating as it may have been for my little 8-year-old self to not get help with the present, man, I am really thankful I didn't have somebody solving problems for me. Because if I did, and I kept having people solve problems, I'd probably have a list of problems a mile long right now instead of awesome life that I'm happy with. So the next time you want a little help, fine, ask for help. But more than anything, try to be part of the solution as you're asking for help. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it. Thank you, everyone, and please do remember the essay classes are lining up daily, as are the SAT and ACT review. If you need some help, just hit me up.